Yeah, that's some camera on crap for you.
And now we're on Anchor. So please, language.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And a think tank in the house.
Hello.
Just filming.
What up?
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And thank you for listening to us now, officially. This is it. I'm telling you guys right now, we're on iTunes. You can search, you can find us on iTunes. You can rate and review. We're on iTunes, though.
Nice.
We're up here, we're at the big man table.
Nice.
This is it. Shout out to Khadijah Dunn.
I had no idea.
R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. We did it, man.
Yeah, we did it. We're in this.
We're in this.
We're in this.
So we had to step our game up. You know, like, last couple of shows, we started drifting. We started talking about wild shit. I don't know.
Wild for the time.
Yeah, we were getting too wild. We sounded like three drunk old people talking about, like, our backs.
How they hurt.
And so we had to cut that out. So our producer, I think that she gave me some shit. She told me I had to clean up my act, and that's what we're going to do.
All right.
This moment forward, we're going to give you guys quality podcasting like you've never had before. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to step up the game.
All right.
Raise the bar.
Sweet. Not to raise the bar too hard, though.
Why? You can't deal with the bar too
I'm
high?
I'm too lazy.
You're too lazy to reach for that bar?
I'll work hard for him. How's that?
I'm joking. I'm just talent.
Wow. We just need you to be talent. Because without like you, carpet. There's no talent.
2 minutes in already.
No, like, he's the talent. Like, him and Gary vibing is the show. Exactly. Like, you guys just need to be you so that we can be the mechanisms that roll, you know? Like, we are the grease of the wheels and you are the car.
You totally stepped on that whole saying. I know what saying you're going for. That's for those of y'all that know, it's from Third World Cop. No, you know that shit. I know you love them type of movies. Yeah, but anyways, you know, Third World Cop, he says, we grease the engine. We run things. Things in the runway.
There you go.
See, that's the same. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That is your shit now. You're welcome.
See, that's an inside joke. Like, a lot of people don't know about that. Now my new thing is I go around to people and I, like...
You're welcome.
Show them an Instagram model and just say her name and be like, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I totally, Kill. I love Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a Vogue magazine all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Sit down. Big booty in it.
Take a dump. You can just click, click, click.
Wow. Take a dump?
You know, it's like a magazine.
You know, I'm afraid to bring my phone towards the toilet. Because I'm that clumsy.
Well, they got phones that are waterproof.
Because I'm accident prone. What?
Phones are waterproof now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not mine.
Yeah. I'm a little accident prone guy.
I'm accident prone for real.
This guy's always in my bathroom busting shit up.
What?
It's like tripping over shit. Throwing shit all over the ground and shit.
TMI, dude.
Hundreds of dollars of damage every week when I deal with this guy going to my bathroom. Hundreds of dollars.
That is a motherfucking lie.
Yes, the $100 part is a lie.
That guy in every week?
And every week is a lie as well.
That's what my whole statement was a lie.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, what?
But I cannot confirm.
Just because I asked how to tell you.
He's a legend affair. He's a legend.
It's all allegedly.
Allegedly. You know how everyone blamed the black man? Now it's switched to blame the white man.
No, just blame Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I prefer that.
Oh, blame the guy that's transparent?
Blame the Smith. Just, yeah. Blame Smith.
I'm not white, I'm transparent.
No, the lighting's not as bad. You're not that transparent today. I
see. Right? Yes. You're not going through the wall.
Yes, because I'm wearing red.
Because before, the lighting that we had in here, you were basically facing like an apparition.
Okay.
Through the wall. And,
Yo, wasn't I supposed to sit there?
You were until we fixed the lighting, like I just said. This is exactly what I just said.
I was in the bathroom.
That's why you got like these two lights right here in front of us.
You guys just wanted it on your balls.
No, because I don't like warm shit around the nutsacks. It's just
I wanted to ask you a question.
What's the question you're going to ask me?
I've always seen you with that Saints jersey, right?
Okay.
Do you actually like that team?
The Saints, not as much.
It's because you got it for free, right?
No, I bought this, man.
So you bought it?
I just wear clothes, and it matches the hat.
Oh, okay.
As Joe Horn.
Because I was Horn, Joe Horn. Cell phone
after the touchdown, man.
Yeah, he's a wicked receiver.
Sick, yeah. His celebration's off point.
Anyways.
He's working into his character. See, dude, Nick, is supposed to be the sports guy. He's always going to say some shit.
That's what you want to sports.
Yeah, but I'm an actual guy that does the sports.
You does the sports?
Yes.
You does sports?
You mean yes. You do the sports.
You do the sports or play the games, whatever.
I
does the sports.
I does the sports. I love it.
I love it.
When you come through, what you going to do? I love it. Now, who sings that?
Snoop Dogg, right?
No. Well, yeah. But that's not the group, though.
Is it Dogg Pound?
No.
Was it? You're fired. I'm fired, yeah.
East Side Boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah, totally. Totally dropped the ball on that one.
And this is Mr. fucking Hip Hop right here.
Okay, let's not put too much pressure on me. Why too much pressure? Because I'm black? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it's just you correct me all the time.
Well, that's what I do.
It's
part of the show.
Yeah, Mr. Teacher, hip hop here.
Well, that's what we do here. That's it. You might say something fucked up, and
hip hop can't stop right here.
Hip hop, you don't stop. Hip hop, pretty hot. You sound such like a get off my lawn type of dude right now. Is it?
Get off my wow. Always towards the white guy, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Always, guy.
Always.
I'm gonna wear a shirt coming here. I'm not white. And Gary's gonna be, and I'm gonna wear black shirt.
I got
with white writing.
I got nothing.
I think we'll be better than that is if you had a white shirt, plain white shirt.
No,
in black letters, and it just says black.
Remember, I had that guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it reminded me about. We just see what was the Asian dude had a hat, solid white. It was a white hat.
No, it was a black.
It was black hat. Just said black.
In white writing.
In white. Black.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm going to wear a black shirt and say, I'm not white. In white writing.
That'll work for you.
That's awesome. But I'll be on some, like, you know, like, what was it called? Fucking.
You should wear that this summer outside, man.
That'd be the new summer
movie with Bruce Willis.
Oh, oh, fuck.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
With Samuel Jackson.
Was the second Die Hard? Right? Die Hard with a vegetable.
No, third.
Die Hard 3. Die Hard 3, yeah.
What did the shirt say again? I hate
Omegas. Black people.
I hate black people.
I hate black people, or did it, like...
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
I can't remember the movie.
Imagine that going downtown, guy. I'd be dead.
You'd be dead if you go wearing a Leafs jersey.
Yo, I remember I went downtown with this guy wearing a Leafs jersey.
Yeah.
I had like 5 death threats and one, yo, that's wicked. And Gary's like, I can't believe you got, that's wicked.
I can't believe you made Home Alive, man.
I think you got the that's wicked out of bravery. I think that person was commending your bravery. You're like, you're awesome. You got some balls. Like, that's what he meant. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. He's like, you are a crazy motherfucker. You know that? Like, that's what he meant.
Gary's like, don't wear that shirt downtown.
Yeah, please. Again. Never with me, at least.
Yeah, I heard it, too. It sounded like someone was running down your stairs.
Yeah, I just, like, sorry.
Mm-hmm. That could happen because next door's stairs is, like, parallel to ours, right?
Oh.
So, him going up and down the stairs would sound like...
Yeah, but no...
Where's
but
your interruption also, card?
There you go. There's your new interruption sound. The new interruption sound is going to be...
Shh. It.
No. Bitch. What are you doing? Don't step all over the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Look. Shh.
It.
Shut it, gay.
You know what? I'm going to take it. Shh. It. I'm gonna take it. That's the interruption card. It's going to replace that. We're going to have a soundboard on the show. It's going to be awesome. I take the suggestion because, like, we got the suggestion before on the show. Well, you guys need soundboards and stuff like that from a friend of yours. Not to say a friend of yours, but a friend of ours. He loves your... Remember your old persona, Redemption? Remember that shit?
Mm.
We started giving some ideas, and that's when I was like... When someone's starting to give us ideas about how to do the show that we've been doing for, like, 5 years now?
It's going to be 5 years. It's going to be July 3rd. July 1st.
We must be falling off.
Can't wait.
Like, something must be happening. Some people must not be liking the content. This was a person that listened to the show for a while. So it's like, it's up to us to step the game up. That's where the 12 topics list comes up. So whenever the show goes to like a dead stop on some wild shit, you're gonna go, bah. No, you can give me a better bah than that. Come on.
Bah.
There you go. From the chest.
From the chest.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with my chest.
Say it with my chest.
Even though I have no breasts. Nothing less.
Oh, not.
Like to caress.
All right, Marshall Mathers, let's go.
Yeah. Marshall Mathers. Wow. White, I see white joke. I'm telling you, it's kind of white jokes.
Would it have been better if he called you Ghostface?
Yeah, no, when he called me nothing.
Should I be like,
how about that?
Yo, shit, you call Ice-T?
Oh, dead. No.
What should
I have
done?
Ice,
baby.
That's a you like that video? White, baby.
That's better than the original.
So,
yo, Jim Carrey is a bad man.
So now, like, whenever we reach a dead stop on the show, it mm-hmm. feels like it's not going nowhere. I'm going to have a soundboard where I'm going to go.
White, baby.
Nope.
Close, but no
cigars. Close.
But I'm taking that too. Give me a bang. There you go. No, I stepped on it. Do it again.
Bang.
There you go. And then that's when we're going to go to this list. Now, Annie is going to be the arbiter of this list.
You like that name, eh?
I don't really know what
big word crew. Bah, bah,
bah, bah. I'm guessing it's a court orderly or something.
We like to be
in charge of.
Okay.
You know, court orderly.
Anything in charge, Annie has to do that.
Yeah, I'll be the court jester. In charge of everything.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, so it's my birthday. We're going to do what I want to do. Fuck y'all.
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, you are. Fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
I'm gonna
if you talk about your birthday 6 months from your birthday, you're in charge. Yeah. I remember she said it in like big black letters. Don't bring no food. Or don't bring this. I'm like, Jackie's like, look at the letters.
She put it in caps.
I'm telling you. She almost hashtagged this shit.
Don't bring no hashtag drama.
Yeah, I hate drama. No drama.
Leave
over
the drama llama at the door.
Drama llama.
Drama llama.
No one llamas in here to spit in your face.
Some people like spitters.
Spitters are quitters.
Spitters are for quitters.
Only for some certain thing, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Right?
Because we're on iTunes.
No, we could talk about what? Fellatio and then swallowing
semen. Cunnilingus.
Fellatio! What the shit? Dude, fellatio?
That's what I'm talking about, right? That's
yo, I haven't heard that in a super long time, guy. Fellatio?
The way you said it was hilarious.
Right? Yo, God, I can't believe this guy said fellatio.
Yo, you made your
sounds every like an Italian cookie with semen in it.
Who makes gross cookies with semen in it?
Well,
remind me to never eat Smith's cookies.
Never.
No. Not my cookies. Not my cookies.
So, back to these.
Break it down now.
Ooh.
Back to these 12 topics, by the way.
Yo.
I'm down with the bag.
Shake it.
Yo, you want to see a manual twerk?
Oh
no,
my God.
No, I don't want to see
what
that.
What is a manual twerk? What does he have to crank you up?
What's going on right here?
Oh my God.
What? Oh. That's
it looked like
twerk.
You were trying to get your butt to talk.
Now, okay. That's never been
done
on the show.
That's a manual twerk.
Never been done on the show. Kind of shit. And I want it to never happen again.
It should never, ever happen
again. Let's never do it again. Because, okay, look. Let's just describe for the people that are only listening to this on audio. Now, Smith got up.
Turn around. Video.
Turn around to the camera.
Guy, we're on video.
Yeah, but suppose people are only listening. Did you hear anything I just said? Okay, so for you guys on video, you guys saw his ass, but the people on audio cannot see your ass. Cannot see you turning around, grabbing your cheeks, and manually swaying from side to side.
Got me going side to side.
Mad props to Ellen.
Oh my Lord.
Bad props to Ellen because I saw that on Ellen.
That was, yeah.
Ellen manual twerk. No, no.
Oh my God.
He had a comedian. You remember Horrible Bosses?
No.
You saw Horrible Bosses?
Horrible, the movie.
Yes.
Horrible Bosses.
Yes. I said you saw the Horrible Bosses.
Like, you may sound so general. The Horrible Bosses.
It
like,
is general.
Like, there's a crew of Horrible Bosses.
It is general, because that's like, the title.
They go around, but I didn't know that you were referring to a movie. Do you know the movie,
what, Horrible Bosses? No, I'm like, naming a crew called Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is this something?
They go around saying you're fired.
Okay.
Oh, Donald Trump.
I don't know how he expects us to sew all this together. Shout out to Ellen. Like, out of nowhere with that shit, and then I'm like, "What? Okay,
not
and
my goodness,
those horrible bosses."
Oh my like, God! What did you take before this show? Cause
you're mad. I'm always on the show.
You have a Vicodin or something?
Vicodin?
Yeah. Vicodin? Can you doesn't afford make him
that?
Sleep?
Actually, no, I can afford all that because it's free.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm on no.
so one of those 12 topics, okay?
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, yes, so what about these 12 topics? Let's do that.
I think someone should do one. Roll a dice and see how lucky
we can't move what that fast. We can't move that fast. Now, the 12 topics only comes out when we have a dead moment in the show.
What was the dead moment?
So it's not something that we refer to all the time because we should be able to carry on conversation and keep the show going like you've been doing with your manual twerking and so on.
Oh my God. So, manual twerking. It's a première fois, huh?
Yeah, first time. And please.
Never do that again.
Never again.
Last time.
Let it be the last never again. Time.
So.
Is that a pet peeve?
You pet have peeve? To watch it after. It? You get to see it after.
First time, I think it was hilarious.
I got a good view. Let me tell you. Got an asshole.
Asshole.
My aspirations for the day. Ooh,
shit. Ass-tastic.
Right? Ass-tastic.
Hashtag ass-tastic.
Why would you want a hashtag just the ass-tastic?
I have no idea.
It should be ass-tag.
No, it should really be manual twerk. Okay? Hashtag manual twerk.
Hashtag never do that again.
Right? Don't try this at home.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Okay, so... going on about this list. A bunch of things on the list is going to be represented by a number.
That we roll.
There's going to be a dice roll to the person that Annie feels has brought the show to a stop. So she's going to point fingers and say, most likely Smith.
Dun dun dun.
You roll. And you have to pick a topic. Let's give it a shot. We got some stuff up here on the list, just some 1 through 6 things that we have just ready to go. And no particular order is any of these things on the list, but let's give it a shot. Let's give him one.
Woo.
One dice, 1 through 6.
Let's go ahead, see your give best us a roll. Roll. You got a 6.
Okay, so 6 would be you have to act a scene from a movie or do a charade.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
See, that's good.
Yeah, is that a kindergarten cop?
Yeah. Kindergarten cop, yeah.
Nice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
See, now he ends up, now we're talking about Arnold. We're talking about the Terminator now. He just came out of the hospital recently.
Yeah, I'm glad he got out. Yeah,
I'm glad he's all right.
Yeah.
You know, he's supposed to make a sequel to Twins?
No way. Yeah. That's so random.
See, we were just talking about that.
Oh, for real?
How far along? Really? What?
You wait, what, 30-something years to make it like a sequel? Like,
yeah, but it's the concept that I find is weirder than when the sequel's coming out. It's going to be called Triplets. Oh, gosh. The third brother is Eddie Murphy.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, no. No.
You know what I love about Arnold Schwarzenegger is he made the transition from weightlifting to acting.
And then senator.
And then senator. He was outlandish with every move that he made. But he made those moves.
Yeah.
Give him credit.
He's seen it. He didn't stop believing in himself. He kept going forward. Say, yo, I could do this. I could do that. I have this talent. Let me take it forward. Boom. That's how you do it, man. Like, I'm just glad he's all right, man. He's like, Arnold's up there in age, man.
He's in his early 70s now. He's getting up there in age.
Between 60 and 70, probably.
I say 72.
72? You put your money on 72?
I think it's closer to Jesse.
72? What do you say?
I say
69. Choose your own fucking
number. I say 72. 71.
71?
Of course you would.
72, 71. Bless you. 72, 71.
69.
I'm going to say 80.
What the fuck?
Just to be away from the pack.
Yeah, this one, like,
I said 80.
Dick riding with my fucking number.
Because you took my number before I get saved.
71? Boom!
He was born July 30th, 1947.
That's pretty good for 71.
Bitch, you were just saying how 72 was your number. Yo, for real. So shut your face. If I didn't choose 72, you wouldn't have gotten 71.
I was gonna say someone got offended.
No.
Well, you see, that's what rolling the dice does. It causes these kinds of arguments. See, who,
I'm about to take your phone away because you're going to lose all of your
phone. Yo, I'm telling you.
I swear, your phone?
Shh.
Take your battery out.
Yo, I'm going to tell you guys right now. You guys, this guy's phone vibrate, okay? That dude makes phone vibrate on the show. Cause noise on the show.
I'm tired of that phone.
The face that Annie gave him. It's like classic. She chopped you in half.
Just Katana with her eyes,
just
dead.
One time. This is just sick.
You want the size of your battery? Holy fuck.
No wonder why androids explode, gay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, there you go.
Walk around with a nuclear device.
It's a piece of crap. Like, I've tried.
Not really nuclear. There's nothing here, okay? Like, it's not. No, it's just a battery.
Shit, you know, that's another thing we need to add to the show. We didn't put it in the beginning. But we're gonna need a disclaimer, right?
Yes.
What would the disclaimer sound like?
So, you want me to just read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this episode of Children with Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This is for entertainment and comedic purpose only. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. And for anyone who ignores this warning and still gets offended, well, too bad. You have been warned. Thanks, and please enjoy the show.
Please don't manual talk right? at home.
Yeah.
You guys all right? You guys, because between your sneeze and your cough, you guys okay? I'm right in between that.
That sounded kind of gross.
Yeah. You talk about your fiance's fucking snoring all the time and shit.
Wow, really?
And then you're gonna come here
on camera.
It was already on camera, bitch. Not my fault. Next time I'll yell, "We're recording." I went as soon as he said, "Mike is hot." That's not my fault.
I didn't say nothing. Wow, you just keep going like the Energizer Bunny.
You don't even know. I swear to God.
I don't, yeah.
Yo, speaking of drums, you seen Jumanji?
Yes.
How was it, by the
way? Yo, it was dope.
It was hilarious.
I was like, we're old enough to have known the first one and been fans of the first one. Yeah. But this one by itself, if you've never seen the first one, was good. All on its own, I feel.
Oh. Yeah, but I found this, the first one had to do more with animals. And this one was more comedy than the first one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. More comic-centric.
Yeah, because you had, like, two really big comedians in the second one. Jack Black and Kevin Hart. You know, so.
And The Rock. Well, he's not a comedian, but he's still big.
You're right. His wrestling, his persona from when he first acted in wrestling, he's more comedic than anything else. You know? Like, I don't know if you guys know, but Paige from wrestling has her own movie.
Paige.
She just retired and became a GM or something like that.
Yeah. She was forced to retire because she had the same kind of injury that Edge has. Was stenosis of the, like, back. Like, if she takes one more hit, she's done. Like, she cannot.
Oh. Wasn't she, like, one of the top wrestlers?
Yes.
Wrestlers right now? Like,
and she had just come back.
She was actually
months.
The one that was supposed to beat Asuka. But she got they asked Charlotte Flair to do it.
Because Sasha Banks basically ended her career.
Damn.
It was her.
Well, here. Sasha Banks is kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
But anyways, but Paige had her own movie called Fighting My Family. Because she actually wrestled her mother in real life.
Okay.
And she had her own movie, and The Rock in that was hilarious. Like, The Rock's persona, you already know, it's jokes, you know? He makes people laugh, entertaining people. And that's, like, The Rock, I can consider, yeah, he could be a comedian if he really wanted to. All he has to do is act like The Rock, and people will be fucking bawling. Dude, yeah, he just said like to Pedro, it's like you didn't see the sun in a while. And he goes to the other boy, oh, mister, can I have some more?
Oh my goodness.
Wrestling. There was WrestleMania, it was last weekend?
Yeah, it was freaking crazy.
The best. Was it off the chase? I didn't see none of it.
Yeah, NXT, it was crazy.
NXT TakeOver was the better pay-per-view.
But WrestleMania was still crazy. But yeah, he's right.
Yeah, I mean, like,
hands down.
Why? What are the comparisons between the two?
Well, no, because NXT, comparison. You know how you watch college basketball and you see some crazy shit? Like, they want to prove themselves.
Yeah, they do wild NXT, and...
NXT is like that. They want to get into the big leagues, which is, you know, SmackDown, Raw.
So is this something comparable to, like, ECW back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
For those of you that don't follow wrestling, like, there was, like, three companies at the time back in the day. It was ECW, WCW, and WWE.
I would disagree with that. It's more like Ring of Honor. They're trying to compete with... Because it's not like... Ring of Honor is kind of like the underground wrestling. Okay. So basically...
That's what ECW was.
Yeah, ECW was kind of like underground type of vibe.
What are you talking about, guy? There is like XCW, which is everything is like... They do everything to get noticed so they can get into WWE.
That's true.
Like, it's the same thing almost, but just different types of talent. ECW took people that could take pain... Ring of Honor could take people that can do like you know, agile stuff, you know.
So big athletes in ECW was like a potbelly wrestler type.
CM Punk was like from Ring of Honor. Daniel Bryant, you know, those guys, and Mankind, you know, Dudley Boys. Actually, you remember from ECW?
Remember Dudley Boys. Yeah,
Daniel
yeah.
Bryan was originally known as the American crazy Dragon. People. That's his first name.
American Dragon. Oh.
Yo, I got a question for y'all. Cool. I know, like, most wrestlers would kill us, right? But if you had to pick a guy...
To fight?
That you didn't want to face.
Didn't want to face. That's
all. Who would you pick? Well, yeah, okay. But if you had a choice. One choice off the top of your head.
Okay, I have to pick a wrestler to fight.
Yeah, yeah. And that you didn't want to fight. Like, say you're walking through a fucking alley... And you see this guy, you're like, oh, shit.
Well, if I'm assuming all of them could whoop my ass, I want the one that's less likely to.
Yeah, but who you do not want to face at all?
Damn, that would be the fucking biggest... Big Show. Wait, in any timeline? Any timeline?
Yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Andre the Giant. Yeah, yeah.
Undertaker.
Me would be Mick Foley.
Yeah, he's a little sick, man.
God, I don't need a gun with this guy.
Yeah, there was also Abdul the Butcher, which I would not want to face.
No. Big Mick Foley. I'm sorry. When you get your ear ripped off and have your tooth going through your fucking nose.
Well, then Terry Funk. Terry Funk. No. Trained Mick.
Not even Mick Foley. I would need a gun. Seriously, straight up. That's the guy that's the craziest motherfucker in wrestling history. Dude, Undertaker threw him off the Hell in a Cell and he got back up. By himself, not with help. Okay? And that's like 20 feet in the air. And he got up by himself.
That's suicide.
Yeah.
Suicide in most cases.
And the guy got up. If anyone else got thrown off the cage, they weren't getting up.
I would say wrestlers are out of their mind. Most people would agree with that, right?
Yeah, most of them, yeah.
You have to be crazy to be a
wrestler. Him and Shane McMahon are crazy as hell.
But, like, what's the sport you feel you have to be the most insane to do?
Oh, jeez.
Like, you got to be out of your mind to be doing this. Like, what's that sport?
Extreme surfing.
Extreme surfing? Like, what's more extreme than just regular surfing? That looks
like,
extreme in itself.
The waves that are, like, 40 feet high and shit. Like,
yeah, they go to the places where the waves are hitting the hardest. I see what you're saying because I've seen that. That's pretty crazy.
Okay, I don't have to say the surfer in general is a nutball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, baby waves, nobody cares. But I'm saying, like, waves that are the size of buildings.
I'm saying just fucking with the ocean, period.
Oh, you don't like sharks?
Sharks, who likes them?
Why not? Yeah, well, they're so cute. They're lovable.
Venomous octopi.
Actually, what? If you're not bleeding, sharks are harmless.
They recently found like a shark alive under a volcano. Yeah, volcano.
Sharks
are
alive. Volcano. Yeah. Sharks are harmless.
If you're not bleeding.
Next time you see one, you let me know how it went.
And if you live through that.
Wasn't it true that if you're not bleeding, sharks won't hurt you?
No.
That's what actually a myth. What are you talking about?
What gets you plucked with is their curiosity.
They think you're a seal.
They don't know what you are. They're kind of poking around at you.
Well, that's what I read on a documentary. I guess they were lying. They said on a documentary,
that's been myth busted, the whole blood thing.
Yeah.
That's been myth busted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. If not, there's an injury. They need to fucking
It's really
that
mostly the movement of the waves. It makes them think of food. So that's why it brings attention to you. That's why if they're sharks, you're not supposed to move because they'll agitate them.
Yeah, don't slash and shit because then they'll be like, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're attracted to the vibrations of the water.
Yeah, that's how they hunt.
Yeah.
Don't bring your pocket rocket crazy with you.
What's that?
Pocket rocket?
Pocket rocket?
Yeah, vibrator. Don't bring it with you. It's a pocket rocket.
Yo, it took me a while. See, all the men here were like, huh?
What?
A portable vibrator. Pocket rocket.
I said that right away.
You knew that right away? You dirty person, you.
Yo, I have anyways, I'm not saying.
Because your like vibrations kill it, so don't bring your pocket rocket.
Usually you like talking about everything.
No.
Are you fucking with the pocket rocket?
No.
Are you doing anything to yourself?
No, I'm not saying nothing.
Okay. Most
you guys told me to watch
pool
what I say now, because right, we're on iTunes.
Yeah.
To a degree.
No. Okay. We got to watch what we say on iTunes, not you.
What?
Yeah, yeah. You have this.
Does that make any sense?
You got like a protective shield around you where the public is expecting you to say shit out of bounds.
Let's see the teams.
You got a responsibility to the fans.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, it's not who we're paying attention to.
Okay, I'm confused.
I really wish your name was Phil. Non-filtered Phil.
Yes, you do kind of look like a Phil. Phil Smith.
Oh, what? Instead of Will Smith, you're Phil Smith.
Ah, hey.
Yo. No filter Phil.
Montreal.
Phil Smith. I like my name.
In West Philadelphia.
I like my name. Wow.
Phil Smith, I fucking love it. Come on, adopt.
I'm not naming myself Phil Smith.
You look like a Phil.
I don't look like nothing.
And then the Philly.
Phil Smith.
Philly?
Phil Smith from East Philly.
Actually, they called Philadelphia the winningest team this year in sports.
The Sixers?
No.
Because they won, the back college team won.
Yes, and Philadelphia Eagles won.
The Eagles won, and the hockey team's in the playoffs right now.
See, why wouldn't you want to be named after a winning city?
Don't.
No, I'm just saying as a fact.
No, I don't. I really don't.
They're calling Philadelphia the winningest city right now.
Philly needs to cool down. They need to, like, pump the brakes a little bit.
No, NBA called them that.
Sixers are losing the playoffs. Flyers are going to lose in the playoffs. So they're not really winning. They're not winning.
76ers, yo, that game was wicked, though. But they're playing a team.
They're beating up the Miami Heat. That's what it is. They're beating up the Miami Heat.
You know what's crazy is white man rule that team.
White man rule that team? Which one?
Dragic and Olenek.
And Ilyasova.
You talking about the Heat?
No, the Sixers.
No, the Heat.
No, Olenek plays for the Heat, man.
They got Dragic.
That's why I just said Dragic and Olenek.
And Olenek. The two white
they
guys?
They rule the fucking white side. See, and they have the last
And they have a black guy named Whiteside.
That's what I'm saying.
Who got benched, by the way.
Yeah, I know. You know he didn't get benched. He only played 11 minutes.
That's basically benching for a superstar.
Benching.
Right, the
this guy, he didn't bench him for anything.
What's the whitest NBA team ever?
The Utah Jazz.
Not counting before, like, you see, he nailed it right there.
I didn't have to hesitate.
Utah Jazz, what era?
Boston Celtics.
Or Boston Celtics.
Utah Jazz of the early 90s.
Boston Celtics in the 60s to 90s.
I don't know if we could count that far back because it wasn't a lot of black people. That's what.
You know what? A lot of white people. The white people on their team, Chicago Bulls. They had a lot of white people.
Yeah,
they did.
Lauri Markkanen.
It's true. They couldn't get a black center except for Parrish. And he was caca.
Yeah, it was garbage.
His foul shot is like, how do you go retarded on a foul shot? I don't know. were you thinking long enough to go
ask Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons?
What was the average at the line, Ben Simmons?
He's a good free throw shooter.
No, he's not. He's
for the 76ers?
He's terrible at the
line. No, he's not. He's high at the line. He's like 80%.
Donovan Mitchell is higher than him.
Guy, they said live he was 80%.
80% from the line?
Probably for that game. But
you mean 8. You added that 0. Like, you mean 8.
He's rookie of the year.
That's good. Can't shoot a free throw. That's okay.
I'm pretty sure they said
Shaq was MVP. Couldn't hit a free throw.
Giannis can't hit a three. He's a beast.
I don't know what you're talking about. They said live he was a good free throw shooter, so you have to talk to them.
We need to verify that stat. We need to verify. Ben Simmons, free throw percentage. 80%.
If he was close to that.
I'd be very surprised if he's above 65%. Really surprised, because just the way he shoots them, it says it doesn't like a real free throw. Like, you see, like, guys who should hit like 80%, they have the confidence and like they'll hit their shot. Like, maybe in that game he shot very well, but
he didn't do no season 80%, man.
But he played damn well against Miami though in that first game.
Oh yeah,
he's been playing good.
I don't know how these stats work. I don't understand it.
Sorry,
I don't know what RPG is.
FT is free throw. Their percentages.
Okay. I thought it meant 786.
Is this him?
Ben Simmons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. 786.
That's actually pretty good. That's 70%. Yeah. That's 70%. Yeah, Smith is right.
Smith is actually pretty damn right. With 80.
I don't know what you guys were talking about. I know I'm not deaf.
He shoots like trash, though.
You were shooting good that game. Well, in the second half, especially.
No, this is NBA career.
He's a rookie.
And he's a rookie.
Guy, he has a deadly fucking dribble, though.
He's also 6'10".
His explosion to the rim is serious.
He's a 6 foot. He plays point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, basically.
Yeah, positionless basketball.
He's 6'10".
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's going to be a LeBron James. He's going to be a LeBron James when he's done.
He's a sick passer. Yeah. Sick passer.
There's only room to go up. Like, he's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Rookie of the year for sure.
I hope he stays healthy.
Like, he destroyed them. One-on-one, they couldn't guard this guy. Dragic got murdered.
And Dragic is fast, man.
Yeah, but not fast enough. Sorry.
But you see, how is that matchup working out? Are they putting JJ Barea on Dragic?
No, I
put Simmons on him.
They're putting Simmons on him.
Yeah. They're counting him out.
This match.
It's a complete mismatch.
Oh, wow.
And it's not even him. It's JJ.
He was like 3 for 9 the first half, and then he destroyed them.
JJ Redick, that's on the Sixers, right? Or JJ Redick.
JJ.
I totally fucked that up.
Redick is... Guy, Redick that first game...
27 points, something like that.
Sounds like I haven't watched basketball in years. Like, insane devil, like, dark.
He didn't see the net half the shots. He just went like this. Like, free throws. Yeah, he was...
Yeah.
You know, what was that sound you just made? You sound like a ghostly Pillsbury boy.
I had to make some type of sound. Like, oh, basketball.
It's like a Street Fighter guy shooting a basketball.
Sounds like Ball Rock taking a shot.
Better protect your neck. Better protect.
It's a lot different, eh? From already going 30 minutes, now we're going a little bit over.
Yeah. We are at 41. My arm and my, like, yo, fuck you all right now. You guys are just sitting comfortably.
It's like I hate all of you right now.
Seriously.
Don't worry. I'm going to get you your thingy. Yeah, it's on the wish list. I'm going to get it for you. It's going to be comfy. It has a wrist thingy.
I'm sorry, everybody, for the shakage.
We got this thing we could do if you get tired.
Like, we're going straight through for the hour, but supposedly there's a whole, like, intermission feature here. I don't know how to do it. I don't want to fuck with it. It's been recording nicely this whole time.
But yeah, we're reaching almost 45, and it's 9:40 now.
Yeah, it's doing good. We're doing good. This is what it's about.
Yes, it was pretty interesting with the playoffs.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you.
Annie, hit him with the sound. All right, who you want to roll the dice?
You.
All right.
Ultra Pablo.
Which one is yours?
Well, they're both six.
Either or, yeah, six.
No, roll again. We already did a six.
I already did the six. Okay, all right. Let's try to get like
two.
Guilty pleasure or pet peeve? I got a pet peeve. I hate strollers on buses.
Why? Elaborate.
I hate strollers because I feel if the child can talk, strollers is done. This is it. You can't roll with me if you can't hold your own. This is it. You gotta stay home. Or you gotta get on your feet and let's go. I got like fucking parents, they're having full on conversations with their child sitting in the stroller. It looks like a royalty sitting in a chariot at one point, guys. You're just pushing this motherfucker around, taking up all this room. Hate strollers.
One thing I hate about fuck. Yeah, that too. One thing I hate is when they have the super big strollers for one fucking kid.
Yeah. Yo, I'm telling you, I seen a kid in a stroller, he did a Rubik's Cube. Solved it. Threw it at me and said,
guy, look like he brought the fucking Batman car on top of the fucking bus.
Wow. Too old for a stroller at a certain point. Kids, they're like dragging the stroller with his feet and shit.
Like a Flintstone fucking car, guy.
Like, we need to give this up. Like, come on, stop with the stroller.
Yabba dabba, get the fuck out of here.
Yabba walk. Get up.
You got two legs, you got 2 feet, use them.
No, I'm saying, like, one kid, and he's not even a big kid, and they have this huge ass stroller. You know the ones that look like a scooter?
Yeah.
They have that on the fucking bus, guy.
Hate strollers, man.
Yeah. And they're crying. Yeah, I'm sitting in an uncomfortable seat and you're motherfucking crying. Fuck you.
Kid always got a seat.
That's what I'm saying, guy.
Holds his juice box.
Can get his juice box. Yeah. Has a fucking nice seat.
They got MP3 players on him now. Now it's like, yo, now they got the strollers now. Just a screen just pops up and now they're watching like shows and shit.
There's nice cushion and shit.
Wow, they're very looking.
And look, yo,
Is
the cushion nice on the bus, guy? No.
No.
Terrible. Especially if you have a white ass, guy.
And it smells like piss. Yeah. Most of the time.
Buses reek, man.
Most of the time.
Reek.
You ever smell that shit? You ever go on a bus and be like, whoa. Someone just took a nice, like, yes, like.
Not very everywhere. Often.
You never go on a bus and smell like that?
Only when there's certain people on the bus.
Like me, there's an empty bus. I'd be the first one to get in. I'm like, what is that smell? Like dry piss.
Oh, it's worse in the summer though with the smells though.
Yeah.
In the winter it's not as bad, but in the summer it's fucking.
Summer's the worst.
No, I think like more.
What?
June, like when school is still on and the little teenagers are on the bus.
Oh yeah.
And it's like hot and stuff.
That's like spring.
Just
summer.
Figuring out deodorant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. In the summer when it's blazing hot, I disagree. That's fucking gross, man.
You're thinking it can get grosser than that.
Yeah, it can't, because...
It cannot.
Especially big, big people, no offense to people.
I take offense to that.
You're not big.
Who says?
You're not.
You try to tell me
who
I am.
Yo, I've seen a skinny person that stank like ass. Yeah. It's not the matter of size, it's a matter of hygiene. Some people don't think it's personal, because if it's so personal, why the fuck is it affecting me?
You're not big.
What?
No, you're not big.
Fuck off, guy. Yo, I'm telling you. I hate when people say that.
See, what you're trying to say is the size won't matter regardless. It's the hygiene part.
It's how you clean your body. Yeah, right? If you don't clean, I know people, females, don't shower every day.
Well, I also know people that sweat and they still hide the shower and they have a problem with their BO.
Yeah, but that could happen with... It's
my doctor bigger, even told me.
Big or small, that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's saying, in particular, in his experience, he had issues with people who were bigger with hygiene issues. So on the bus, they're sweating more.
They also take medication.
Based on his experience, yes. But it's not something you could generalize.
No.
That's all I'm saying. You can't just
generalize. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Too.
They also... My friends and everybody else told me they take medication for it.
Yeah, there's a
overactive sweat glands.
Overactive
and stuff.
Sweat glands, yeah.
And everything else. And trust me,
it affects anybody. It could affect anybody, is what I'm trying to say. Period.
Like, it could be a mix of things. Like, I work with a guy, he smells so bad that the office starts to smell. But him, his problem is that, for one, he sweats a lot, and he wears the same clothes without washing them.
Yeah.
So, it's just gonna linger, and then the more he sweats, it's gonna be worse. So.
But there's multiple things anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Like, there's multiple, like, you said, like, what I said. It's really, like, you never know what it could be. Really, unless you know the person.
Lack of shower, trust me.
Yeah, is that whatever the factors may be, it don't smell
good. He's even admitted it. Like, that's
no, but like on the bus and everything else, it could be a lot of things.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. It could be a lot of things.
It could be where you work.
Like,
and you happen to catch that person when they finish work.
I bowled with a guy that had that problem. I'm not mentioning names. That he had that sweat gland problem.
I know somebody in bowling that smelled really bad. Always smelled like a taco bar.
Like, but it's not their fault, though. No, they were born with it.
Yeah, but if you refuse to wear deodorant, you refuse to do certain things to allow yourself to have personal, like, proper hygiene, then I'm sorry, I have no pity. Like, if you choose to be stinky, then that's you.
What I'm basically getting at is, like, if it's a health thing or anything else, you know, it could be all these types of things, you know, it's just...
Of course, that's why I say...
That's why I say in the summer, it could get really bad because the heat adds to the problem.
That is a definite.
That's what I'm basically getting at.
And rolling around in these fucking...
Like, I'm not offending overweight buddies. People or anything like that. I'm just saying a lot of it has to do with that and other things. But the heat is a big problem. Because here is humidity. Humidity, because it brings out your sweat and it just melts out your pores.
I feel Montreal has its own weather system.
Well, it's because we're by the water.
It's just humid. It's its own thing. Like, it's not hot. It's not cold. It's just...
When you're by the water, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living on an island.
Basically. And when you're... And in the winter, what do we get? Big winds.
And freezing!
Yeah, it's...
Do you guys believe the weather right now? I'm pissed. It's so depressing, man. In the middle of April.
Yeah,
it's freezing.
It's freezing rain today.
It's like a damn skating rink outside.
And hail.
Hail, dog.
Jesus. Snow, hail, everything.
Can't even deal. Can't even deal.
Because, for instance, with me, I sweat a lot. You know? And it's not even because I'm overweight, too. But the thing is, I have thick skin. No, thick skin.
I don't mean to laugh. It's just the way you say it. Like, I got thick skin. I'm okay.
Thick skin.
Well, there you go.
Like, you know how people are like, I'm big bone?
No, my doctor said live, I sweat a lot because I get, like, you know, pimples and I'm, like, 38.
Hey, you have boils and shit.
Like, boils and all that shit, and I have thick skin. You understand? Like, that's a reason why I sweat a lot, because...
Thick skin.
You know, thick skin, man.
Yeah.
Scleroderma. Scleroderma.
Yeah, that's the name of...
Condition I have.
That's a condition.
Yes, I have a lot of conditions.
Does that have anything to do with how much you weigh?
No, it has nothing to do with
that's what we're saying.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's what we were saying.
Oh.
And you were hearing it. That's what I'm saying. That's what we were saying, and you were hearing it, and you just came full circle and agreed with us.
And kicked you in the face.
Roadhouse.
Let's see how high your foot can go. Boom.
If I didn't have baggy pants, I'd probably go pretty high.
Baggy? You need your pants to be baggy. If you had tight pants, they wouldn't go anywhere.
Baggy pants would... if you had regular pants, not tight pants... This girl, tight pants. Fuck.
Maybe my dream is...
Regular, no, okay.
Jeans.
Yeah.
And then you do the manual twerk for me again. That would be perfect.
Yo, if you would have done it in leather pants.
Oh my god, right?
That would have been awesome. The glare. With the bling.
Wax on.
Okay, that's the only time you're allowed to do it again. Is if you're wearing leather pants.
They have to be tight.
Yeah.
No bag.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're gonna look for that shit on Amazon.
Okay.
Find some leather pants. What's your belt size?
36.
36.
See, you're not even fat.
You know what? Honestly, you know what's funny is I went to a gym and I'm there and I'm way bigger than my boy.
You see? He went to the gym.
When I was working at McDonald's.
He went.
Oh, when he was working at McDonald's. Oh,
okay. Let me retract that statement. Let me retract that. He just
says where's the information card?
It's, I need a noise card. I need a. Oh, there we go.
You're fired. After, I get like, the interruption card without a fucking thought.
I feel that after 45 minutes, my brain just wanders.
Yeah, there's
like she's doodling, right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, she's literally drawing pictures and shit.
She's drawing a sketch of you.
The show notes have turned into a little goldfish staring at the sun.
Right? Actually, that's a person's face and a mad guy.
I was just making things up. You can go ahead and clarify.
A fish stick.
And then I got a rose over there.
The rose looks like a thumbprint. I'm joking. The many artistic attributes that we all have.
I don't know. What were you talking about?
His skin condition.
No, you were way past that.
Yeah. Work at McDonald's with the leather pads.
No, yes. The gym. You went to the gym and you're like, than your bro?
No, my friend was like 150 pounds. And he was skinny as hell. They said he was obese.
What?
That's probably a disorder.
What was
though.
He, 3'11"?
If he thought he was like,
remember Adam?
Oh yeah.
I thought we weren't gonna name drop.
Yeah, but I'm not name dropping him. I'm not insulting him.
You couldn't help it. But I was like, what? No, that's wild.
If I wasn't insulting him, I couldn't say a name.
Okay, but how can you say you're not name dropping when you dropped his name?
But I'm not insulting him.
I never said that's you true. Were insulting him.
It's but that's what he's saying. He's saying as long as he doesn't insult the person, it's okay for him to name drop. Fuck's she's just trying to get you riled up. That's what we do on the show.
Yo, I could see you giving me cut eyes.
Yo, serious?
Yeah, he's like, what?
Katana with your balls. I mean, your eyeballs.
Katana with my balls?
Yo, imagine
this girl with the penis jokes.
What penis?
It's connected to my fucking penis.
Imagine ball ninja.
Being what? Bald. Oh my god, like instead of Fruit Ninja, I want it.
Take your balls out. Wow, wow.
What?
Moving on.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What?
You were the one that brought up the dick again.
Honda Kudasai.
Yo, not as much as you.
Lately, it's a lot more of you.
No, a lot more is you. Yo, upstairs, that was you. All you.
This sounds all kinds of wrong.
Whoa, why are you making fun of my box, bitch?
It's a circle.
Oh, that was a wax circle.
A wax circle?
You're better off just doing this.
And right now, we are just circling the air.
Circling,
yeah.
Zero, I just got to watch you again.
In space.
Maybe someone should roll the dice.
Yeah. Give me the sound.
I shall roll the dice.
There you go. Let's do it. So you can't roll
a two or a six. Four. What's four?
What did you eat today? Everything you ate today.
Holy.
From when you woke up until now.
I know you
popcorn,
had like...
coffee, one slice of pizza, and this NOS.
That's not eating. It.
That's what
drinking.
I had today.
It has like a lot of little
snacks.
We could put in the drink.
No.
As part of your nourishment.
That NOS is not nourishment.
Okay, so what do you want the question to be? What did you consume?
What'd you eat, motherfucker?
What'd
oh
you
my
consume?
God. Why are you being so specific? Semantics.
That's what it said.
It's a part. Okay. It said act out.
You could say okay.
It said act.
And good
charade.
For you.
Did you act slash charade?
No. You could say okay.
I can say KO too, okay? Knockout, bitch. So shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
Shots
yeah,
fired.
Okay.
Shots fire.
Wow. Oh, did you do it?
What?
Oh, yeah. She mentioned what she ate.
Yeah.
She did mention it.
She had popcorn today.
Popcorn and one slice of pizza.
And a slice.
And
pizza.
NOS.
And two coffee. Cool ranch chips.
Well, what kind of pizza was it?
The Mexican that we ordered yesterday.
You don't have to say it matter-of-factly, like...
Oh.
Because the people listening don't know that we ordered this pizza yesterday.
It's just pizza.
For all they know, you just had a Mexican...
Who doesn't eat leftover
pizza? Yeah.
What kind of alien are you?
No, but I'm saying, she's like, well, guy, it's the Mexican pizza we ordered yesterday. Yeah, I know. You should know that.
That we ordered it yesterday. I thought you were hating on her because she's like, it's from yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? But like, not the people listening or watching, for that matter. So
it's just a slice of pizza.
It's just a slice of pizza. It was a Mexican pizza. What's on a Mexican?
Well, I took off all the olives, so I don't like olives.
Me sometimes. Oh! Some cheese on it.
There's some cheese? That's a generic thing to put on a pizza.
There's, like, some onions and hot peppers. Like, I got rid of all the olives, so I hate olives.
You hate olives?
Oh, it's so gross.
We're getting booted in 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
We're getting booted in 2 minutes?
Yep.
All right, so peace out to the live people, and that means we're going to have to mosey on out of here.
Peace out, everybody.
We're approaching our...
1 hour mark.
1 hour mark here on our first...
It's a new beginning.
New beginning, I like that. It's a new beginning here on iTunes, Chillin' Villains, the podcast. Going on that shit, taking over the world. You want to hear information about us and new things that we might be doing or not doing. Or topics we ain't going to fucking mention. You go to facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. You go on Instagram, because we're on Instagram Live. Instagram, blah, blah, blah. That's at
Chill with Villains.
Don't lose faith on the SoundCloud, because what you guys are getting on the Anchor is basically raw material delivered to you right away as soon as we start recording. But we're going to have produced projects, stuff that you didn't hear that was happening outside the podcast that we're going to put on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/
Chill with Villains.
Twitter, we still got to work on. Snapchat, sometimes we're on Snapchat. We're going to start doing some more snaps on the Snappity Chatty. 30
seconds.
That's at Chill Villains. No YouTube. And if you have any complaints about us, you go to chillinvillains@gmail.com. Shout out to Kadisha.R. Shout out to Kareem Breed on SoundCloud.com. Without further ado, this is Gary DeVille leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
Jess Philbin.
Peace.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch. Yeah.